the class of 79 is now broadcasting over this frequency. The Aberdeen Central Class of 79 Reunion Weekend is here. And they're taking over the airwaves for 6 hours. There's nothing you can do about it. For the next 6 hours, 1077 KABD slips back to the 70s and becomes KABR, the legendary most music station, with music, memories, trivia, and your host, the class of 79's own Wally Wingert. It's the class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Oh, it still gives me chills to hear the opening strains of Bachman Turner Overdrive's You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. I used to love to open my shows with this song back on KABR in the late 70s, so for luck, let's do it again 42 years later on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. Welcome. It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind, and the most common phrase being heard at tonight's Aberdeen Central Class Reunion, why, hello, old friend, of course. How about a little slow hand for you to get you in the mood for tonight's big shindig? Let's go.
As I am strolling down the garden path, I saw a flower glowing in the dark. It looked so pretty and it was unique. I had to pay because I was in a car. I'm sure the distance wouldn't be too far. If I got out and walked you to where you are. Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend.
It's really good to see you once again. Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend.
Really good to see you once again.
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. Hey, welcome. I lived in Sioux Falls through second grade. Then my dad, Lou Wingert, was transferred to Aberdeen in 1969 with the Burroughs Company. So we loaded up the truck and we moved to Aberdeen. I started third grade at Simmons Elementary under Mrs. Wordish. Remember her? How about some of these other teachers? Fourth grade, Mrs. Saunders. Fifth grade, Mrs. Davies. Sixth grade, Miss Walter. Then it was Simmons Junior High. How about some of these teachers? Remember Mr. Bender, Mr. Weigel, Mr. Coyle, Mr. Davies, Mrs. Heave, Mr. Zimmerman, and my art teachers, Giesinger and Losacker, all very special teachers to me. Then it was on to Central in 1976. Mr. Adams, Miss Wines, Mr. Southwick, Mr. Oaks, Mr. Butch, and of course the great Mr. Tom Kelly. I still think about all those great teachers in my life and how they helped me through the school years. Being a bit of an odd kid, many teachers understood that I was a little different and they were very accommodating. I was lucky enough to see Mrs. Davies back in 2014 when I was inducted into the Aberdeen Central Hall of Fame. She was there representing an award recipient who had passed away many years before. It was so great to be able to tell her thank you and give her a big kiss on the cheek. In the summer of 1978, the Pitney Bowes Company transferred my dad back to Sioux Falls, so I didn't get to take my senior year at Central, but I still consider Aberdeen to be my hometown, because that's where I made the best school friends and spent my formative years. Though I'm not an official graduate of Aberdeen Central High, I'm very thankful they made me an honorary graduate, and like I said, they even inducted me into the Aberdeen Central Hall of Fame. Yep, the Hub City is my old town, and Aberdeen Central, my old school.
Go!
When I was working on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, I always ran into the studio when the band played this song during the commercial break. It was amazing watching those talented musicians totally nail Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up. Here's the real deal, baby. It's a Class of 79 reunion rewind. Play it, man.
Hush, not shall, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on. Your destination, though you may find from time to time complication. Bite your lip and take. Cannot slip. Just move on up. For peace you can find. Into the steeple of beautiful people where there's only one kind. So hush not, child. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey rumors people say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Ah, you gotta love Curtis Mayfield. Hi, this is Wally Wingert. My time in Aberdeen, all those great years, all those great friends. Some of those friendships still exist today. My pal Bob Japs and I still talk regularly. Just saw him a few weeks ago at the ELO concert in Minneapolis. We celebrate a friendship we started in Little League Baseball in fifth grade and a common love of Brooks Robinson and the Baltimore Orioles. My pal Steve Hatton and I still talk regularly, celebrating a friendship from junior high and a common love of Starsky and Hutch. Back in the day, he was Hutch to my Starsky. We still call each other Hutch and Starsky to this very day. Kent Stoltz and I spent many great times together organizing our Archie's fan club. He was Archie, I was Jughead, and having sleepovers at his house, watching Outer Limits on TV and ordering delivery from Lou's Pizza. Mike Buchanan. Oh, Bucky and I spent lots of hours cruising in my 1974 Chevy Nova and trying to get girls to kind of look our way. Then there was my pal Greg Cutler. We used to spend a week at his cabin in Richmond Lake every once in a while. And a little later in the show, I'll talk about our journey to see the King. My pal Chris Volley and I love Star Trek, Muppets, Laurel and Hardy, lots of things, and I just saw him as well during a recent trip to Minneapolis. He's doing very well. I hear he may be at the reunion tonight. And John Horning, my comic collecting buddy who helped me endure the nerdiness of collecting comic books in junior high. Sadly, John passed away in 2005 in Minnesota. But hey, Avengers, $2 billion! Hey, John, we were right all along. Comic books rock! Giving a shout-out to just a few of the many good friends I made along the way during my years in Aberdeen. And a shout-out to them indeed, and a thank you for being a friend on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. 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 If it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. Ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Thank you.
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. Saw a lot of great old friends at last night's Class of 79 warm-up at Centennial Park. Hey, by the way, that's a great place at the Brown County Fairgrounds. All volunteer run, I hear. So, go out and support them. Nice folks out there. That was a very nice gentleman named Andrew Gold, whom I got to meet many years ago when I went to see him sitting in with a Byrds cover band at an L.A. club. I had him sign the cover of his 1978 album, All This in Heaven, Too, and he signed it as, and I quote, "To Wally, all this, and I was younger, too." Well, weren't we all? Sadly, Andrew passed away in 2011 at the age of 59. And thank you too, Mr. Gold, for being a friend and giving us all that great music. And the Golden Girls, thank you too for their theme song. It's a great song. Coming up in our next segment, you're going to have a walk down vintage Main Street Aberdeen, and it's going to be a fun one. Stay here. Tonight, the Central Class of 79 celebrates our 40-year class reunion. There'll be lots of talk about the old days, I'm sure. There wasn't much howdy-doody back then, but hey, drive-in movies, comic books, blue jeans, all present and accounted for, just like the song says. This is Chicago, and we are on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. .077 KABD FM with a Class of 79 Reunion Rewind, playing all the songs that made our class classy, like Todd Rundgren. It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. You know, one of my favorite pastimes in the 70s was walking to downtown Main Street with my old pal Chris Volley. Talked about him just a little bit ago. Our routine would start at Campus Variety at the far end of Main Street, buying a big slab of apple bubblegum called Mouthful and chewing it as we walked to the shopping district. Of course, after a quick stop at Four Brothers Market to see if they have the latest issues of our favorite comics and Famous Monsters magazines, we'd cross 6th Avenue and start our adventure. By then, we were laughing so hard we were literally drooling green bubblegum all over our shirts. First stop was Courtney's Books and Things to see if they had any new books on Laurel and Hardy, then over to Woolworth's to run upstairs to their toy section. We loved going by the Capitol Theater on our way to Ben Franklin. Oddly enough, Ben Franklin was the first time I was ever on the radio. It's true. One afternoon, Norm Anderson from KSDN was doing a live remote, and I could not take my eyes off the guy with the microphone doing what I wanted to do someday. On the air, he asked me what I liked best about Ben Franklin, and all I could muster up was all the candy. Being a fat little kid, it was obvious I knew a thing or two about the candy selection there. Well, from there, it was on to Kresge, Klein's Big Dollar, Newberry's, Goodman News, and again to check on the comics and, of course, the Monster magazines. Then we turn right around and head back home. Well, most of those stores, sadly, are gone now, but here's a tune that makes me think of Main Street, Aberdeen, each and every time I hear it. Bob Seger and Main Street on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street. In the pool halls, the hustlers and the losers used to watch them through the glass. Well, I'd stand outside at closing time just to watch her walk on past. Unlike all the other ladies, she looked so young and sweet. She made her way along down that empty street, down on Main Street. Main Street. Ooh.
It's Wally Wingert here on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. That song always reminds me of watching the Entertainers coming out of the Silver Dollar Bar in downtown Aberdeen. Hello! We're going to chat more about vintage Main Street Aberdeen a little bit later on in the show. Boy, has it changed. Special thanks to Troy McQuillan yesterday for giving me an excellent tour of downtown Aberdeen yesterday. Brought a lot of memories back. Hey, coming up in the next segment, we're going to hit the diamond and relive some of those great memories with the Aberdeen Pheasants. So play ball! The boys are back in town. The girls are back in town. Heck, we're all back in town. It's the Central Class of 79 back in town for our 40th class reunion. And we've hijacked the airwaves of 107.7 KABD-FM and turned it into KABR, the most music station. Remember that? Playing the songs that made us the classic class we turned out to be. I'm Wally Wingert, and here is Thin Lizzy on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. Come on, sing along. You know the words. I want to hear you.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild night boys that have been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. You better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer. It won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
In May of 2016, as a birthday treat to myself, I bought a fourth-row ticket to see Paul McCartney at the Sanford in Sioux Falls. With the hour-long sound check I saw combined with a three-hour concert, man, it turned into four amazing hours. After the concert, when I walked outside, I glanced over to the old Sioux Falls Arena right next door to the Sanford. Back on June 22nd, 1977, I saw Elvis Presley in concert at the Sioux Falls Arena. More on that story a little bit later on the show. But it struck me that between seeing a Beatle at the Sanford in 2016 and seeing Elvis next door at the arena almost 40 years prior, I was literally standing on hallowed rock and roll ground. Here is Sir Paul McCartney from our graduating year of 1979 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Again, don't say.
Hey, that's Paul McCartney and Wings from 1979. Speaking of wings, whenever I wear a Baltimore Orioles cap today, people ask me if I'm from Baltimore. Well, inevitably, I'll go into a long, shaggy dog story about how my hometown once played host to an Orioles minor league team called the Pheasants. Then I drone on and on and on about how great they were and how much fun I had with my friends and family going to those games. And fun it was. Hey, anybody remember catcher Terry Clapp breaking bats in an angry huff every time he struck out? How about the amazing Ed House and his lightning-fast pitches? You know, we actually saw a fair amount of guys play on that field who went on to play for the Orioles. Paul Blair, I believe, Mark Belanger. But the thing I remember most about those warm summer evenings was the smell of cigar smoke from the fat cats watching the game, the 10-cent brown bags of popcorn, and the 25-cent Cokes in those weird little waxy cups. Oh yeah, that and the feeling of those old splintery green wooden benches you'd sit on to watch the game. It was really, really uncomfortable, but hey, I'd give a ton of money just to be back there for one night, getting one more green splinter in my backside, you know, just for old time's sake. I can still smell the pine tar on the bats to this very day. Of course, that and the off mosquito spray, which is very important. You know, I still have a lot of the autographs I got from some of the players back then in my collection to this very day. So, hey, let's raise a glass of cold beer, cold beer, cold beer for the Aberdeen Pheasants, and let's go deep. Well, not deep into the outfield, but deep into Boston's debut album. Here's Boston with our deep cut for this hour on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. It's Boston sending that out to my old pal Al Sudmeyer, number one Boston fan, right, Al?
Yes. Woo,
yeah. That is Boston from their debut album, and the first of our deep cuts we'll be featuring on the show over the next 6 hours. That's where we go a little bit deeper into the album and play a track that goes beyond the hit songs you usually hear. Always liked that song, and I remember we played the heck out of it on KABR back in the 70s. Now, a little bit ago, I talked about some great concerts I saw. Well, next segment, I'll play a song from a band whom I've seen in concert 3 times now. For me, that's a rarity. So keep it here.
Hi, this is Angie Dickinson, and I am from North Dakota, so don't throw anything at me. And I send you love and hugs and kisses, and God bless you.
Let's follow up the solo McCartney song we did a little bit ago with another awesome solo Beatles song. Probably one of my favorite solo Beatles songs of all the tunes the guys released is Individual Artists. Here's Ringo, It Don't Come Easy. Well, yes, it does actually, but only on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on KABD-FM. I'm Wally Wingert on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. Next hour, we'll talk about some of the great old Aberdeen eateries we frequented in the 70s. You know, I'm a bit of an ELO groupie. They're one of the few bands I've seen numerous times. The Hollywood Bowl, the LA Forum this past July at the XL Center in St. Paul. Can't wait to see them again next year. Boy, howdy. Here is Jeff Lynne and Company, otherwise known as the Electric Light Orchestra and Living Thing.